Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, Wexford County Council has passed a motion calling for a referendum on a constitutional right to housing, and a driving force behind this has been Tom Ford, Sinn Féin councillor for Wexford County Council. In a second, we'll get the reaction of Tom Phillips, chairman of Tom Phillips and Associate. But first to Tom Ford. Tom, what exactly would a constitutional right to housing mean?
Good morning, Anton, and very good morning to all of your listeners. Well, first of all, I suppose we brought this motion before Wexford County Council because it is one of the greatest social challenges that we're facing today. We have thousands of people trapped in insecure housing, locked out of home ownership and paying unaffordable rent and facing homelessness. Housing is a basic human right, but unfortunately at the moment it's not a constitutional right here in Ireland. And so there's no actual duty on government to ensure that we do have adequate housing. So the changes that I would hope that this would bring is that a housing right could really influence debates about land hoarding, vacancy, public land use and delays in the planning system. I'm sure it's the same across many parts of the country, but here in Wexford, we also have many planning applications that are tied up with judicial reviews and appeals, and okay, we're seeing developments tied up for years
well,
and
if
years.
That's the objective, let me see what the reaction is from Tom Phillips. Tom, of course, chairman of Tom Phillips and Associates. Tom, this would put the state in a position, or individuals in a position, where they could use the force of the legal system to push for state services not necessarily being delivered up to a sufficient standard currently. Is that not a good thing?
No, it's not. And I tell you why, and good morning, because I think that we already have the checks and balances in the Constitution, and it's making the system more legalistic when, like, designation doesn't lead to delivery. What we need to focus on in Ireland is delivering houses, not this fixation with designations of new plans and new this, that and the other, is actually get out and build them. Because the big difference is we should focus on delivering infrastructure to make housing happen. And the councillor is right that there is a lot of delays, but the delays are usually down to viability, to the provision of people to build, and a speed system of having the infrastructure in place at the right time. And adding another layer on top of the layer that we have, the constitutional right to property, etc., there are already lots of checks and balances in the Irish Constitution that don't exist in other European or in other jurisdictions around the world. And if we fixate on keep on chopping and changing the legislation all the time and allowing judges to make decisions about where development should take place, that will just lead to further delay. We need to get on and look and put in place the infrastructure, use the National Development Plan finance that's been earmarked for infrastructure to make it happen, okay, and not fixate about the Constitution.
Tom Ford, what of that? That it is all well and good for the courts to say, yes, you have a right to housing, but the answer will ultimately still be, well, we can't magic up property developers and we can't magic up construction workers.
Well, I don't think anybody is expecting any of this to be magicked up, I suppose. But as I did mention there, like I've spoken to many builders here in Wexford who are very good at what they do, and that is building homes. And they've been strangled by red tape. We have projects that are ready to go here in Wexford, but have been tied up with the planning authority for years. In the midst of a crisis like this, having builders that are ready to build and do what they do best, but are heavily constrained, it's absolutely crazy.
And you don't have any concern that you hand power that should be with the legislature to the judiciary, because then judges make decisions that would otherwise be with the political system.
I certainly don't, Anton. And look, I believe that a constitutional right to housing is about compelling the government to have institutional reform. And we've seen over the years that reform is very, very slow in this area. And I always go back to the people, I suppose, like to those who are in the most vulnerable position. Like we have the RTB who have announced that they had received over 7,000 eviction notices in the first 3 months of 2026. In 2025, we had more than 20,000 tenants nationally that received these notices, and it's destroying families. It's hurting the development of children, and it's leaving scars that are going to last for years and years, but we've seen only temporary solutions that have been advanced so far. We've seen cuts here in Wexford to schemes such as the tenants in situ. We have income thresholds that are very difficult that are acting as a barrier, I would say, for people to access housing support. We've had payments like the work and family payment.
Let me go back to Tom Phillips on that. Tom, the argument against a constitutional right to housing has been there for several years. And in those several years, the deficit in housing production has continued unabated and continues to be a problem unabated. Is there not now a stronger argument to be said that while it mightn't have been desirable, we now need some form of nuclear option to get things moving?
Well, ironically, the only form of development you can't have in Ireland is nuclear because it's banned under the Planning Act. But if you look at the Housing Commission, 12 people picked across society who were people, knowledgeable people, from one developer and lots of housing policy people and professors of economics, etc. And the 12 of them didn't even agree on the need for a constitutional need for housing. And there are 83 recommendations. Not one of them was saying that we need to change the constitution. The majority report came out and said, yes, it would be basically, and they referred to it as being symbolic, but it will not pour concrete. And if you've got judges, and I've seen situations where judges are effectively making planning decisions on certain schemes and opining on what their views about what's good and bad development, that will just slow it down.
And can it not be both symbolic and catalysing?
No, it can't. Well, catalysing is getting people to understand that you need infrastructure in place, and that is pipes and drains and electricity. So the things that the Accelerated Infrastructure Report does is moves way beyond symbolism and said we're about delivery, and it's about water, electricity and transportation, the three enabling bits of infrastructure that you require. Right. Everything else flows from that, and changing the constitution. We've had the constitution since 1937, adding in a bit which I believe is very well, and the councillor is right, it's very well intentioned, but it will not pour concrete.
Tom Phillips, thank you. And likewise, thank you to Tom Ford. Tom Ford, Sinn Féin councillor for Wexford County Council, and Tom Phillips, chairman of Tom Phillips and Associates. 53106, if you'd like to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.